ladies of God. This is your host, Dionne Marie, coming back before you with God's Virtuous Woman podcast this marvelous, magnificent Monday. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us and giving us another day to be thankful for you, your blessings, your Son, Jesus, the Christ, in whom we live and we move and we have our being. I thank God for you, ladies of God, for allowing us to come back before you in your homes this marvelous Monday. And I can't help but say it, but this is the day that God has made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. We are appreciating you 1,000% for allowing us to be before you and speak words of encouragement, exhortation, edification into your life to keep you moving and rolling throughout the rest of your life here on earth. You know, we've come through quite a bit of things, and I don't know what you're going through. You don't know what I'm going through, but at the end of the day, I can continue to encourage and empower and motivate you in the things of God, because you are God's virtuous woman, God's woman, God's wife, God's mother. And we come back before you as a support ministry to walk alongside your daily walk in God, in Christ, for you to build yourself up where you're torn down, strengthen you where you are weakened, in everyday life, in every aspect of your life, in Jesus' name. So let's go to God in prayer. Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. You are El Shaddai. God, you are God of more than enough. You are Adonai. You are El Elyon. You are Jehovah Nissi. You are Jehovah Tishkenu. You are Jehovah Sabaoth. Oh God, you are all that we can ever want, expect, or need in the frailty of this human body. God, we thank you, Lord, for keeping us always and always. Thank you for rest ruling and abiding within us, Father. Give us your word. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us, Father God, if we have trespassed against others. Oh Lord, help us, lead us and guide us, Holy Spirit, into the place called all truth every single day. We want, we desire, we need, we grow, we heal, oh God, by your daily bread, your word that you have given unto us to strengthen us, to lead us, and to guide us each and every day. I pray for my ladies, the women of God. Father, I pray for their families, their children, their children's children, every person that is encountered by them on a daily basis, everyone that is in their lives. Oh God, I pray for this nation. Lord, I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I pray for Israel, oh God. You are the knower of all hearts, and your prophecies, God, are being fulfilled day by day. And I bless you and I thank you, Father, that I am living and moving and having my being, and I could testify of sound mind, being in the right place at the right time to do the right thing in you, Father. You have allowed me to have this time, have this space, and I thank you, Lord. My life is not my own. Their lives are not their own. We've been bought with a price. And we thank you, Jesus, and we choose to reverence, we choose to praise, we choose to magnify, we choose to give you glory and honor each and every day with its new reasons, Lord. Do we look to honor and praise and worship you in the beauty of your holiness? Thank you, Lord, for never turning your back on us, being with us until the very end of time. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, ladies of God. Thank you. Today, again, is Marvelous Mondays. We're not going to be back before you long. This day is focused on giving you PowerPoints to make it through the rest of your week, because God is in control. Yes, God is in control. No matter how you feel, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've dealt with, keep pushing, keep moving on. Your best days, woman of God, are ahead of you. God is a forward moving God. He is not a declining God in any way, form, or capacity. Every day that you live to see another day means that God has something greater for you and greater in your path. And having said that, tonight I just want to tell you and talk to you about a couple of scriptures. The favor of God, woman of God, is looking for you. Yes, the favor of God is looking for you. You know, the Bible says that God's word goes out and never returns void. It always accomplishes that to which it is sent to do. And we have rights by the God-given, Christ-given authority that Jesus gave us to call things into being that be not as though they are. And so having said that, many of us are not experiencing the height, the depth, the width of all of the blessings, and should I say remnant of the blessing, singular, that God has for us, because we're not walking in expectation. God has called, God has revealed, God has shown, God has manifested in his word, through prophecy, through men and women of God, gone on before and people that are still here on the earth, that when you pray, you say, and it shall be established, it shall be done according to the will of God for your life. So talking about the favor of God, the favor of God, ladies of God, here's the beautiful thing. The favor of God can go into places and spaces that you would not even dream of. It can connect relationships in places and spaces that you have never dreamed of. It can manifest blessings and open windows of opportunity in places and spaces that you have never even dreamed of. Money is temporal. The love of money, the Bible says, is the root of all evil. But having the favor of God, living under the open heaven and the window of God to pour out his blessing upon you that you don't have room enough to receive, ushers in the favor of God if done steadfast, unmovable. Again, if done steadfast, unmovable. So with that being said, let's go to 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. And I'm going to read this real quick. I'm actually going to start back in, again, chapter 15, but I'm going to say this and I want to read this to you because you need to hear this, starting with 15 and 10. By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. Thank you, Lord. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was in me. God extends a grace and an opportunity of measure for you to be grateful and for you to be thankful, to go to the next level in him, ushering in the fullness of God in every aspect of your life, taking total control, whereby the favor of God can exude and can go before you and can manifest things that you would have never again dreamed or thought of before in your life. So listen to this. Let's go all the way to verse 58. I'm actually going to go back to 53 and I'll read through 58. For this corruptible, meaning this body, must put on incorruption. And this mortal, this body, must put on immortality. So when the corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Woman of God, death, everything that the enemy tries to manifest and conjure up against you, is swallowed up into victory. And Paul goes on to say, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the law. Here we go. Verse 57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, My beloved brethren, be ye, listen ladies, lean in, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Everything, woman of God, that you are right in your space, right in your heart, right in your mind, right in your spirit, trying to do, to live right, because it's right, and do it right in the things of God, it is right at your fingertips. You can do this. Yes, you can. You can do this. So yes, you can. Yes, you can do this. You have this. And I'm going to tell you why. God has blessed you. When you accepted God into your life as your Lord and your Savior, God finished everything for you. But what he did say you were going to have to do, because we live here on earth, was that you were going to have to walk this out. You were going to have a journey. And in your journey, you are going to experience some hard times. But don't let that dissuade you. Don't let that get your mind off focus. The victory is won. The victory is won. It's already done for you. And here is how you continue to walk in that victory. You continue to walk in that victory by knowing the favor of God is looking for you. The Bible says God hastens over his very word to perform it. He is eagerly looking to work things out and show up and show out on your behalf. Because why? You're walking in obedience. You're walking in obedience. So let me give you some scriptures. I want to give you some scriptures tonight on the favor of God. Let's go to Psalms, the book of Psalms 5:12. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Wilt thou compass him as with a shield? You see what I mean? God is using favor as it pertains to your life as a shield. This is only the beginning. Lean in, ladies. Psalms 90:17. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work our hands establish thou it. Thank you, Father. Everything you set your hands on, ladies, everything you set your hands out to do will be blessed, and it will cause the favor of God, which supernaturally compasses people doing you wrong, treating you wrong, people trying to get over on you, people who are jealous of you, people who are walking around hating and talking about you. The favor of God becomes a shield for you. Psalms 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. Yes, he is. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Again, ladies, for allowing us to come back before you this marvelous Monday with PowerPoints. I thank God for you. I'm praying for you daily. We love you to life. Know that the spirit of greatness is upon you, and the seed of greatness lives in you. You can go forth and do something great, not only in your life, but in someone else's life. Let's love and live and lead like Christ on a daily basis. God bless you.